Rambam, Tfila, Ubirchas Kenim, Chapter 8, Perches, Aleph. Tfila Satsib Nishmas Talmud. The communal prayer is always heard. Afila Yabem Chaitim. Even when there are transgressors amongst them, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Meis B'Tzilos HaShadab. Torah does not reject the prayers of many. Lefika Sarah Hodim, the Shatib Atzim Matsib, but therefore a person should include himself in the community. But he spell the Yochid calls Mashiach, he spell the Tzibra, he should not daven alone, he can daven with the Tzibra. Well, the Elam, Yashkim, Adam, Biyara, the Bezek Nesses, Shein, Tvilosi, Ishmas, Bechalis, Elo, Bezek Nesses. Person should always wake up and daven with a minion, go to shul, because davening is heard in the shul. Chomi, Sheyesh, the Bezek Nesses, Biyara, Bein, Mespal, Bey, Matsim, Nikr, Shachinra. Everyone who has a shul in the city and does not daven together with the congregation is called a bad neighbor. Beis mitzvah, lotus the basic nesesh, and number of anida, nirdufal and asa sham is a mitzvah to run to the shul, as the Teda says, as the Rabbi says, let us know, let us run to know Hashem. Sheets a basic nesesh, al yafsia, psia gasa, al yach matmat. When a person leaves shul, he should not take long steps. But he should like proceed step by step, like he doesn't want to leave from there. When one enters a shul, you should go into the in the distance of two doorways and then daven. It says to guard the post of my doors. Halacha Gemo. Beis Hamedrash Gadol Beis Haknesses. A study hall is greater than a shul. Chamudin Mafbi Shari Lahem Beirum, but they can see this harbor in Spalam. And even though some of the great sages lived in the city where many shuls were located, they were dominant only in the place where they studied Torah. However, this applies, however, only when one can participate in Tuas HaTzibur. What does it mean, Tuas HaTzibur? One davens out loud, and everyone listens. And Asim came and pochus masar gedilim v'nechidim. It has to be at least 10 free men. Shteyach tzibur echa mehem, you could include one of them, the shteyach tzibur. V'ilo hayo mik tzol son shikvar yispal v'yotzi d'echei v'son mashtum l'am masar. Even if some of them already davened and fulfilled the obligation, they complete the 10, as long as really the majority of the 10 have not davened. So, in other words, 60%. Also, when it comes to all these reading the Torah, the brachas, etc., has to be basara, 10 people. Only one person should not recite the bracha associated with Shema while others listen to the answer. Amen. Except in the presence of Ted. This is called Peres al Shema. Even Kaddish, Ela Basar Kaddish, also has to be with Ted. Ve'inakin Mesin Deim, Ela Basar Rakinim Laminion, has to be at least 10 Minion to do Brechas Kainim. Shekel Asar Mesulahim Nikraim Eda, because the group of 10 people is called Eda, congregation. Shekel, like it says, and Masa Eda Razi, Soya Asar Shar Yotzu Yeshua. How long was they suffer for this evil congregation? There were 10. Yeshua and the color were not included amongst them. Well, the whole Dorashu Kadusha Liya Elabateha Idim Yisrael, Shem Rigdashi Rasabin Yisrael. Any of holy matters will only be performed in the congregation of 10 Yidin, as it says, and I shall be sanctified amongst the children of 10. Regarding all these matters, if they were regarded with 10 people and some leave, even though they were not permitted, the remainder should conclude the Zayah. The certainly is Kulam Mawakam Echel, Shasirim Mawakam Echel. All 10 members and leader of the congregation must be one place. If a small courtyard opens up and it's entirely into a large courtyard, if there are 9 people in one large one and one in a small one, they may be considered as a group of 10. However, then, if there are 9 people, a small one, or one, a large one, then aim to start from the second center group. Tzibur, b'gedelo, sh'dal b'tzibur b'ktani yitzin d'chavosin. Congregation is in the large one, but the leader in the congregation is in the small one, they fulfill the obligation. However, Tzibur Rukhtana, if they have Tzibur Rukhtana, is Inyat and Dechibas and Shadi Muflug. Vehem, any more Mokhim Echab, Nashish Mdila Passing, Bekan, Bekan, Shadi Kumim Muflug is Makhtana, Vedekhtan Muflug is Makhtana, Larik, Keres of the Shiloh. Now, if the congregation is in a large one, but the leader of the congregation is in a small one, they fulfill the obligation. If the congregation is in a small one, but the leader of the congregation is in a large one, they do not fulfill the obligation, since he is separate from them and not with them in one place. Now, it's like the walls of each side of the large courtyard are separated from the smaller. However, the smaller one is not separate from the larger one, but rather it's considered in one quarter. If there were feasts in the larger courtyard, it's forbidden to daven or recite the Shema, even the smaller one. If there were feasts in the smaller one, it's permissible to daven or recite Shema, the larger one, provided there is no foul odor, since the larger courtyard is set apart from the feasts. The leader of the congregation can fulfill the obligation on behalf of the congregation, how so? Okay, it's a b'shashu mispalal, meim shemim meidim amun acher kol bracha bracha hayin mispalal. When he davens and they listen and respond amen after each and every blessing, it's considered as if they pray themselves medvar amun. When they do this mispalal, when they do not daven, alvidea in yitz dechavasin another tulas atzmei. When one does not know how to daven, only fulfills the obligation of praying himself medvar amun. When this is applied, b'shayim meis hashadu chutzman hashashanu yom kippurim. On these 2 days, the leader of the congregation can fulfill the obligation of davening on behalf of those who know how to daven, just as he can fulfill the obligation of davening on behalf of those who do not know, because the Shemoneh Esrei recited on these days contain long blessings. And most people do not know how to the extent that they have the same intentions as the leader of the congregation. Therefore, on these 2 days, even a person who knows how to daven is granted permission to rely on the davening of the leader of the congregation to fulfill his obligation. Only a person of great stature within the community in both wisdom and deed should be appointed as the leader of the congregation. If he is an older man, it is very praiseworthy. An effort should be made to appoint as leader of the congregation someone who has a pleasant voice and is familiar with psukim. A person does not have full beard should not be appointed as the leader of the congregation, even if he be a wise man of stature. If we recite Shema publicly after he has reached the age of 13 and manifest the signs of physical maturity. A person does not articulate himself, he's inarticulate, so he should not be appointed. A teacher may appoint one of his students to lead the prayer in his presence. A blind person who recited the Shema publicly and served as the leader of the congregation. A blind person may recite Shema publicly and serve as a Shtet Tzibur. A person whose shoulders are uncovered, though he may recite the Shema publicly, may not serve as the leader of the congregation until he is covered by a cloak. Tfila and Berchas Kenim, chapter 9, Parakta, Seda Tulas at Sibra Kahu. The order of prayer is as follows. Shachar, Kol Yim, Yishanish, the Sibra Yed of Neateva, Veva, Vamsa, Umas, Veva College, Vahal, Ingim, Omin Yishmein Abba, Vahal, Maya, Vahal, Klechem, Eden, Omin, Besiv, Kadish, Rakharaf, Emer, Borch, Hosashama, Veda, Vim, Inim, Borch, Hashama, Rakhan, Vad. In Shacharis, while all the people are sitting, the Shteyat Tzibur descends before the Amud and says, Kaddish, everyone says, Amin Yishmein Abba, they answer, Amin. at the end of the Kaddish. Afterwards, the Chazan says Baruch Hu. When they say Baruch Hu, then begins reciting Shema and the brachas out loud. They answer Amen after each bracha. A person who knows how to recite the blessings and read the Shema with him should read until he recites the bracha of Yisrael. Base. Hala in miyad maspal balachash. Bakel in miyad maspal balachash. Immediately afterwards, all stand and daven in a hushed tone. Mishani yedel espal vehemid. Im vishesing that she spells the silver balachashim. Shara o. If you don't know how to daven, if one does not daven, he just keeps quiet. Chomishi yimwe tfilasim at tfilah of sir shalash psiris lachere miyad makum shagin yelub is sheyafsit. Whoever concludes his davening with his congregation should take 3 steps back and stand in the place he reached when he stepped backwards. After leading the congregation, takes 3 steps backwards and stands still, begins and davens in a loud voice from the beginning of the bracha, in order to fulfill the obligation on behalf of those who do not daven. Everyone, both those who did not fill the obligation, those who do, and the leader of the congregation says Klisha the third bracha. The leader of the congregation reaches Klisha, each individual may return to the place where he originally stood in davening. The leader of the congregation reaches Maidim and bows, everyone should also bow, but not bow exceedingly and say. So first we say, we give thanks to Hashem of all flesh, our Creator, and the Creator of all existence. We offer bracha and thank you to your greater and holy name, for you have granted us life and sustained us. So may you continue to grant us life and sustain us. Gather our exiles into the courtyard of your sanctuary. Keep your laws. Serve and fulfill your will with perfect heart, for we thankfully acknowledge you. Whoever says, may the Vedim should be silence. Rachim Shriyashtim call it Tfilah Yeshav Yipa Apanav Yita Ma'at. After the leader of the congregation concludes the entire Shema Esrei, he and the entire congregation should sit, fall on their faces, lean over slightly, reciting, davening while falling on their faces. He and the entire congregation should sit, lift their heads, and recite a small amount of davening and loud while seated. These psukim before Kedusha and afterwards, together with their Aramaic translation, are referred to as the order of Kedusha. Afterwards, he recites davening and psukim of mercy, he then recites the Kaddish. People respond as is customary in the park. What it says in davening, he who showed mercy in bird's nest, prohibiting taking the mother together with the chickens, or shaft the animal and its calf on the same day, also show mercy on us, so we silence him. Because the reason why we do this is because it's because there's a kasuf and not expressions of mercy. If we're expressing mercy, he would not permit all the slaughter at all. Also, a person should not mention adjectives, too many adjectives describing Hashem. the great, the mighty, awesome, and powerful, courageous, and strong Hashem, for it's impossible for a person to express the totality of his praises. I want you to just mention exactly how Moshe Rabbeinu set it up. He reads, and there it says, "Tell the image that Sibra Raymer, Kaddish, may name Machabinum, Kadakum Spalbul and Balakish." And then Rahar Fazer's dead Sibra Spalbakal, Ram Kadesh, Shapras. He does the still, he does Kazas Shat, so Nathan Al Pneum, Skarama Gurish of Haim, Ahuvahim. And then they recite Tachlan. Skaramat, Mishuk, the Shos, Shakas, Raymer, Kaddish, Balam, and Kadakum is still Massim. The leader of the congregation arises and recites Kaddish. The congregation responds in a normal manner, and they depart to their affairs. Test, but Edo call, but Edo Kalam Yishim, who emit the member of Rodach, and Barhashim Ravidach, and him Barhashim Ravidach, about the Moskal, the phrase, Shwab, Ever Kaddish Rakhach, Kalin Mispal Walakash. In the evening, all the people sit, and the leader of the congregation says, Rodach, Barhu, and then the Moskal, the phrase, Shema, they say Kaddish, and then they stand up, and they down Balakash, and Shemash, and Ever Kaddish, and then the son of Ain, the case of the Spal. When they conclude, he recites Kaddish and they depart, he does not repeat the evening Shema necessarily out loud. Since the evening service is not obligatory, therefore he should not recite Bracha in vain, for there is no one who is obligated. On the night of Shabbos, after davening together with the congregation, is in a harsh tone, the leader of the congregation prays aloud. He has not recited all seven blessings, but rather one blessing that includes all. All these things, and the great, the mighty, the awesome, the supreme Hashem, with his mercy, has created heaven and earth. He shielded our ancestors with his words. He resurrects the dead with his statements, like whom there is none. He causes his people to rest on Shabbos, for to them he desires to grant rest. He will serve him with awe and fear, and give thanks to his name every day, continually according to the blessings. Hashem is worthy of thanks, who sanctifies the Shabbos and blesses the seventh day, and brings rest with holiness to the people, satiated with delight and commemoration of the work.
And everybody goes home. Why did the Chacham institute this practice? Therefore, because the majority of Jewish people come to recite the evening service on Friday night, it's possible that someone will come late, remain in shul, and then be endangered. According to the Shtev, Sibir repeats his prayer in order that the entire congregation will remain, allowing the one who came late to shul to conclude his davening and leave together with them. Therefore, when on Yom Tov or Shchedesh or Yom Kippur, besides the Shabbos, the leader of the congregation and recites the evening service does not mention the unique aspect of the day. Instead, he concludes who sanctifies the Shabbos, only the Shabbos, because on other days there is no obligation to recite the bracha. Shabbos Yom Tevim, Kishagim Rishdev Tzibarat for the Shabbos, but Kodom, Aimri Sikadash, and then Tzvi Tila Dov, Aimri Kadash. Spal Musa, Blach, Rakhach, and Spal Musa, but Kodom, Kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos. And then you say Havdalah. Tefillah and Birchas Kehanim, Perek Yud, Chapter 10. Mishi is probably keeping his sleep, Yaksub is probably Kavan. A person who davened and didn't concentrate, he should daven again. But if he had Kavan on the first bracha, he doesn't have to repeat again. Mishi tell Bachas, Mushalish, Brachas, or Shenis, if one makes a mistake in the first three brachas of Shemon Esrei, Chayzulurish, he has to go back to the beginning of him. Tell Bachas, Mushalish, Brachas, Achrenis, if he makes a mistake in the last two brachas, then Yaksub Aved, he has to go back to Medev. Tell Bachas, when I'm saying Chayzul, Tchilas, Brachas, tell Bo, Mashin, Tchilas, Allah, Seder. If he makes a mistake in one of the brachas MCIs, so then he just goes back to that bracha. The same thing also. Made a mistake in his own davening, then the Ram says, I say not go back, because it's as long as it was not in the first three brachas, because in the first three brachas he always has to go back. Should the Shtiyat Tzibur make a mistake, become confused and not know where to begin again, if he waits for a prolonged period, another person should replace him. If he makes a mistake in the recitation of the bracha that curses the heretics, who did not wait for him to correct himself, rather another person should replace him. As long as he didn't start, but if he did, then we wait some time. Second refuse at that time. From which point should the leader of the congregation begin? If one made a mistake in one of the intermediate blessings, the substitute should begin from the beginning of the bracha in which he erred. However, if he made a mistake in one of the first two brachas, the substitute starts the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei. If he erred one of the final three brachas, the substitute should begin from Ritzit. Says, I will not lead the congregation in prayer because I am wearing colored clothes. Should not lead the congregation in that prayer service even when wearing white clothes. If he said, I will not lead the congregation because I am wearing sandals, he should not lend the congregation even when barefoot. A person who davens but doesn't know if he is a suffix, if he davens or not, he should not repeat it unless it's as a voluntary prayer. Why? Because an individual may recite voluntary prayers throughout the entire day. If a person is davening and then realized he it's a mistake and then he davened again, so he stops. My Rebbe's not a problem because he did not begin the prayer service with the thought that it was an obligation. Zion, me shetav ispalal shochol b'shabbos le'yotza. Person who made a mistake in daven the weekday daven on Shabbos le'yotzav in niska rovu b'teich. That's for the game bracha sheyiskabo v'chizm espal shal Shabbos. If you recall, while he was in the midst of the Shemoneh Esrei, he concluded the bracha which began and continued saying the Shabbos prayer. B'vad v'amam is b'arvus b'shachaz v'merchav. Musa pesiv afin b'arvus v'musav. He does stop. Chinen mishdu b'tzvidah v'chil avdas shu musav chizm espal musav. If he completed a weekday Shemoneh Esrei with the intention that was musav prayer, one should recite musav again. Person makes a mistake during the rainy season and does not recite must return to the beginning of the prayer. However, if he mentions do, he does not repeat. If he omits mentions of do, he need not repeat his prayer, for do is never held back, nor is there a need to request it. If one forgets to request rain the bracha for material prosperity, if he remembers before the Shemoneh Tefillah, you should request rain in that bracha. If She recalls after reciting the bracha, Shemayt Tefillah, she returned to the blessing of material prosperity. If he does not recall until after he completes the Shemoneh Esrei, he must return to the beginning of the davening and pray a second time. When a person errs and fails to mention Yalav Yomi, if he remembers before he has concluded the Shemoneh Esrei, he should return to the blessing which they have recited. If he remembers after he concluded, then Chayz L'Reishi goes to the meeting. If he's accustomed to recite the davening after Shemoneh Esrei and remembers after he has concluded his davening, but before he lifted up his feet to step backwards after davening, he should return to the bracha ritzei. As the Ramon b'chadol shemay, this is b'chadol shemay. The b'shakas b'mincha b'shalosh shkadosh shemal arba shalosh shchedesh. He's creating a chesed. If he didn't mention, he doesn't go back. Come back if she yachid chesed b'shpal shatz. Chesed b'shpal im tok. Come say be'ish b'shpal b'kodom. Who's b'shakas shal shchedesh im shachar shatz? Will he's creating yalav yobi? At shehishtim tuasi in mazir nesim nitev tibur shari tefilas amusaf alafanav shemaskar rishchedesh. In every case in which an individual is required to repeat his davening, leader of the congregation is also required to repeat his prayer if he made a similar mistake while davening out loud, with the exception of warning service or reshkedesh. This instance of the leader of the congregation failed to mention Yalav Yomi before completing his davening, is not required to repeat his davening because of the difficulty it would cause the congregation. The mitzvah service is still to be recited and reshkedesh will be mentioned there. So Yom Shavu reshkedesh at Yom Kippur Tov v'chosam bei brachot shlishis hakela kodesh chesed l'adosh. If during 10 days between reshkedesh and Yom Kippur one made a mistake and included the third bracha, hakela kodesh, he should return the bracha of Shemoneh Esrei. Applies both an individual to the leader of the congregation. Person made a mistake and did not mention Abdullah and the bracha, he should conclude the bracha without returning to correct. So any chizim shpala, doesn't go back. Echad yachav echad shtei atzibur. We have niskar kedim shiakas raglav. If you remember before he took his, and uprooted his feet, then the halacha is, v'yimra an enu kev ha-shemeh, v'yimra p'yidu matzah b'chol yitzar, v'tzuk yilalat, 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 Tes vov. Ashong ola yisbal mincha, v'edah shabbos yisbal arishtai, v'shal shabbos, if you forgot to dab mincha, and shabbos yitab marfois, v'chem yim tev. If you doubt it, two of the same davening, don't doubt it right after another. Elayishim and Tulip, they should just, Achin and Dait and Alov, should wait between prayers so that his mind will be settled. Also, lay the Mispal, but Sibir Shafkin, Tulasa, Tulasa, Sibir. It's written for a person who is davening at the congregation to daven before the congregation. Rechaz, if it's necessary, what's the Sibir Shafkin, Balahash, and Bafalas, holding my Ashley, Yagyash, the Sibir, the Tulasa, Yispalo. A person enters a shul and finds the congregation davening in a harsh tone. If he could begin and complete his davening before the leader of the congregation reached Kiddush, he should recite the Shemoneh Esrei. Vim lav, yavta not shiasa l'shtel tzibur, spal b'koram, and then he's spalling him b'lacha shmuda b'mila, shigia shtel tzibur l'kiddush, v'ayin l'kiddush, v'asim m'spal shara tfilil atzmai. V'im yisgul, spal kiddim shtel tzibur, v'igia shtel tzibur l'kiddush, v'afsig l'yane, l'kiddush, v'chen l'yane, omen yish, v'inab, v'vorafu, v'amtsa tfilil, v'in shach l'emer, v'shara ha'brachas.